Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of the most satisfying moves in drum and bass, a rewind moment with that crunchy old-school sampler texture, all built in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to throw on an effect and hope it feels hype. We want the rewind to feel like part of the track's language, like the tune is pulling back on purpose, then snapping back into the groove with even more weight. That's classic DNBE energy right there. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly, but still make it sound real. So we'll use Ableton stock devices, keep the low end under control, and build a gritty little texture that supports the drums instead of fighting them. First, let's think about the structure. A rewind works best when the listener already knows the groove. So we want a phrase-based setup. Start with a loop that already has drums and bass working nicely. If you've got a kick, snare, break layer, and sub or reese, that's perfect. In arrangement view, give yourself a clear section before the rewind and a clear section after it. A simple way to do it is 8 bars of groove, then a short fake out or breakdown, then the rewind cue, then the groove returns. That return is important. The rewind is not the payoff, the restart is the payoff. So we want the moment before the return to feel like the track is being pulled backwards, and then the re-entry hits hard. Now let's build the crunchy sampler texture. Create a new MIDI track and drag in a short sample into sampler. This should be something with character. A snare hit, a break slice, a rim shot, a bit of vinyl noise, or even a small chopped fragment from a break all work well. If the sample is a little too clean, that's fine. We're going to rough it up. In simpler, set it up so it plays tightly. If it's a one-shot mode is a great place to start. Trim off any dead air at the front by moving the start point slightly. If the sound is long enough to ring out, shorten the release so it stays tight and punchy. A good beginner move here is to use a short source and keep the playback simple. One strong sample is better than 5 messy layers. You want the texture to be readable, even on small speakers. Now make it crunchy. Add saturator after simpler. Push the drive a little, maybe a few dB, and turn on soft clip if needed. Then bring the output down so you're not just making it louder. You want color, not accidental volume inflation. If you want it dirtier, add redux too. Keep it subtle. A little bit of bit reduction or downsampling can give you that grimy, hardware-ish feel without wrecking the sample. If it starts sounding too fuzzy or broken in a bad way, back it off. The rewind should feel gritty, not sloppy. Next, shape the sample so it feels more old school. Use Simpler's filter and amp envelope. A low-pass filter can help take off the extra brightness and make the sample feel more vintage. You don't need to overdo it. Just smooth out the top if it's too sharp. For the envelope, keep the attack fast and the decay fairly short. That way the sample hits, speaks, and gets out of the way. That's a huge part of making this work in drum and bass. You want movement, not clutter. If the texture starts poking into the mix too much, drop an EQ 8 after it. High pass it so it stays out of the sub area. This is really important. The rewind texture should live in the mids and highs. Let the bass do the heavy lifting down low. And here's a really important teacher tip. If the mix feels messy, reduce the low mids first. A live buildup happens around that 200 to 500 Hz area, especially when you combine breaks, bass, and gritty samples. Cleaning that area up can instantly make the rewind feel more powerful. Now let's create the rewind motion itself. The easiest way is with reverse audio. Take a short drum hit, a fill, a stab, or even a snare accent and duplicate it right before the rewind point. Then reverse it. That reverse hit gives your ear the feeling of something being pulled backward. It's simple, but very effective. You can also combine that with a tiny dropout. For example, cut the drums for half a beat or a beat just before the restart. In drum and bass, the rewind doesn't need to be long. In fact, if it goes on too long, you can lose momentum. Usually a quarter bar to one bar is enough. A nice setup is to place a reverse hit, maybe to add a short cymbal swell or noise rise, then pull the drums away just enough to create tension. After that, the track slams back in. Now let's keep the drum and bass mix clean. Group your drums together and your bass together. That makes the mix easier to control. On the drum group, you can add drum bus if you want a bit of thickness or crunch. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to destroy the transients. We still want the kick and snare to hit. On the bass group, keep the sub centered and mono. A good beginner rule is to keep the low end below about 120 Hz focused and clean. If your rewind texture has any low end, cut it away. The texture can be wide and noisy in the upper range, but the weight needs to stay stable in the center. This is one of those places where mixing and arrangement work together. If the drums are clear and the bass is controlled, the rewind moment feels intentional. If everything is fighting for space, The whole trick falls apart. Now for the fun part. Automation. Automation is what makes the rewind feel like a real movement instead of just a sample effect. You can automate the filter on the sampler texture, the volume of the bass, the reverb on the snare, or even the gain on the whole drum group for a controlled dropout. A simple version is this. In the last bar before the rewind, lower the bass a little, open or close the filter on the texture, and give the snare a tiny bit of tail with reverb or delay. Then cut the drums briefly and bring the groove back in full. If you want more of that old-school jungle feel, you can add a short delay or echo to the rewind cue. Keep the feedback low so it doesn't get messy, and filter the return so it doesn't crowd the low end. The main idea is contrast. The groove before the rewind should feel direct and dry. Then the rewind can feel slightly more mechanical, textured, and unstable. That contrast makes the return hit harder. Now let's talk arrangement. A rewind lands hardest when the listener has already locked into the section. So make sure the groove before it is strong and clear. Then strip something away before the rewind so the restart feels bigger. A really solid beginner arrangement is 8 bars of intro groove, 8 bars of full groove, a short breakdown or fake out, then the rewind, then 8 bars of replayed hook or a variation. And don't just copy-paste the exact same thing after the rewind unless you mean to. Even one small change helps a lot. Maybe remove a hat layer, add a ghost note, switch the bass rhythm a little, or bring in a new crash that tells the listener the track is moving forward, not just repeating itself. A good rewind should feel like a moment in the story, not a loop trick. Let's do a final mix check. Listen in context and ask yourself a few questions. Is the bass too loud during the rewind cue? Is the crunchy sample covering the snare? Does the reverse effect actually feel timed to the groove? And does the restart feel bigger than the rewind itself? Also check it in mono. If the texture disappears or gets weird in mono, simplify it a bit. Sometimes less width is better, especially when you want the moment to feel solid on a club system. And here's a big one. If the texture feels too obvious, lower it by a couple of dB instead of deleting it. In DNB, subtle texture often works better than giant processing. The best rewind moments feel like a mix of performance and engineering. Before we wrap up, here are a few quick pro-style ideas you can try later. You can layer the rewind cue with a tiny sub drop, but keep it very short and mono. You can also add ghost notes in the break to make the groove feel more alive. Or try a call and response idea where the bass stops for a beat and the texture answers, before everything slams back in. If you want to push it further, you can even resample the rewind into audio and edit it like a performance clip. That's a great way to commit to the sound and make the moment feel more solid. So the big takeaway is this. Build the rewind as part of the phrase. Use simpler for the crunchy texture. Keep the low end clean. And automate the transition so it feels like the track is physically pulling back into the floor. If it sounds like the tune is rewinding with attitude, and then the groove comes back even harder, you've nailed it. Now go build a short 8-bar loop. Make that rewind moment, and try one minimal version and one grittier version. Compare them. Listen at low volume and choose the one that feels the most danceflar effective. That's where the real learning happens.